God's Untouchables, Part 2. Do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Psalm 105, verse 15, the New King James Version. This is the key Bible verse for the Come and See devotional today. We learned from the first part of this series of devotionals that one of the main reasons why the Lord will not permit anyone to treat us unjustly is because of the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit in us. When the Almighty God led the children of Israel to their promised land, his reaction to their enemies was personal. He would not allow any of the Israelites to suffer harm, and in the Bible we read, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes. Psalm 105, verse 14, New King James Version. This leads us to the sad experiences of King Saul, who was the first king of Israel. We might wonder why it became so difficult for his sins to be forgiven. His trouble began when the Spirit of God departed from him as a result of his disobedience to the word of the Lord as instructed by the prophet Samuel. Read 1 Samuel verse 15. He became vulnerable to evil torment and was beyond redemption when he decided to kill David. Naively, he was not aware that David had been anointed by prophet Samuel. The Bible gives the following account of what happened when David was chosen by God. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. 1 Samuel 16, verse 13, the New King James Version. Note that when the oil was placed upon the head of David, the Spirit of God became his companion. This meant that anyone who tries to hurt him would be taking a big risk, and furthermore, he was now more than just one of the sons of Jesse. The anointing made him the apple of God's eyes, which meant that he must not be harmed. Saul was ignorant of all of these, but his ignorance did not excuse him from the consequences of planning evil against David, the Lord's anointed or chosen one. The futile efforts of Saul to kill David nevertheless continued. David also had the opportunity to kill Saul, but he knew that there was no reason strong enough to justify harming any one of God's untouchables. He said to his men who had earlier encouraged him to harm Saul, "The Lord forbids that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 6, the New King James Version. Even though Saul had been rejected by God, his judgment or punishment was not in the hands of any man, including David. Therefore, nothing was permitted to hurt Saul simply because he was God's anointed. In Galatians 6, verse 17, Apostle Paul also warned, "From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." New King James Version. There is a touch not or do not harm decree upon every born-again child of God through Jesus Christ, and we must be conscious of this reality. The truth of our exclusion from harm explains the irreversible word of God, which says, "Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not for me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake." Isaiah 54, verse 15, Authorized King James Version. This is God's eternal promise of peace and security to us all. Let us pray. Father, by your mercy, fight my cause with those who strive with me and fight against those who contest against me. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. This message was brought to you by Evangelical Ministries International, EMI. We know this message has been a blessing to you. Please share your testimonies with us by visiting our website, www.evangelicalministries.org, or contact us on info@evangelicalministries.org. God bless you. Be there.